Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Monday, Matt Glad, Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. And you know, there's been a lot of talk about the vaccine and all that, and the virus returning and all that stuff. Some of it you can believe and some of it you can't, you know. So why is it that all these people got vaccinated, and how many of them who got vaccinated have come down with the virus? Now, we know that there are some. I don't know the number. And in addition to that, people who didn't get vaccinated caught the virus from people who were vaccinated because they had some form of germ in them. And they were told, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask. So now they've spread germs more than they would if they wore the mask. So there's a lot of variables here in more ways than one. I don't see the significance of the disease for Center for Disease Control. I mean, what have they been doing? Thing came back on us. What are they controlling? And also the World Health Organization. You know, how much of this virus has come back through other parts of the world? What are they doing? Aren't they supposed to protect us? World Health? So there's a lot to be said here, a lot to be understood. And my analogy, or Inner Sight's analogy, I should say, is everyone is an individual. Some people have a natural immunity to virus. That doesn't mean they won't get it. It means that the immune system fights it off and they can get a mild version of it. Did the government or the doctors or the hospitals or anyone check people to see if they had that natural immunity? I don't even know if they know how to do that. And as we said before, and we'll say it again because it's so important, why isn't there a committee of conventional and unconventional types of healing to come up with a formula that will build the and strengthen the immune system? We'll indulge in that, and you know, because that vaccine is not for everyone. They pushed it down the throats of people. Everyone's an individual. Not everyone can take that stuff. We know there have been reports of problems, heart problems and all that. So people should have the freedom of choice. And what Facebook reported yesterday, I believe, that over 50% of the population don't want to take the vaccine now. I respect the president. I think he's not a bad guy, but I don't think he knows what he's talking about when he said that Facebook is the cause of people's death. That's ridiculous. You want to make a statement? How many doctors have caused people's death in one sense or another? How many drug companies? Not Facebook. You don't die by going on Facebook or looking it up or whatever. So a lot of things going on. You gotta educate yourself. You gotta think as an individual. And you gotta weigh things. You don't believe everything that somebody tells you. That's my analogy of the whole situation, the inner sight. And when we come back, take a little break here. When we come back, I want to tell you about an experience I had today, which is really horrendous and really proves to me that the American Disability Act is horrible. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Little Bear, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Great, great people and who run the place, and beautiful dogs. You got to get the right one for the purpose of which you want the dog. And they'll help you to do that if you explain to them. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, and now we remember Royal, the baby who was killed, Avanti Oquendo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and many, many others, just to mention a few who have passed. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight saying, reminding you. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical? Nobody Starves on Long Island is the organization. You call Gary, 631-484-3085, and tell him about your needs, and he'll try to help you. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, the Long Island Connection, and many of our friends, the Suffolk Bus Corp, for their generous donation of $2,000. We still would love to get somebody to match that. So don't forget, we can publicize your company. Try to get it in the news. Call Inner Sight if you're interested, if you would like to talk about matching the $2,000 that Suffolk Bus gave us. Our number, 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And let's see. Who else we got? Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information? Kennedy, 631-888-1186. So keep that number handy if you're in the housing market. On Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, we'll try to get some phone calls in here a little bit later. And Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, the Touro Law Center, some of our friends who have helped us, Islip Cleaners, some who have helped us in the past. And we appreciate that. Sutton Insurance is another one. All with a .com. All right. Inner Sight. Monday. Mad or Glad Around the World. And today, I witnessed a horror to me. And I believe to many, many others it would be. With the courts. We tried to enter into arbitration to solve this thing that took place 5 years ago on the Accessoride, New York City, where yours truly was on the way to help a blind woman in a nursing home with my friend Allie, who called me, and they wouldn't let me on the accessoride. It was a horrible, horrible experience. The police wouldn't do anything about it. Today, it was made worse by the court and the ridiculous arbitration that I was a part of. I'll never do it again, I'll tell you that. The American Disability Act is very weak. I was told today by an ADA lawyer that you get zero money when you're involved in a job-related situation with the ADA, and you know, they fire you or you can't get the job or whatever. Zero compensation. And today, with this business, with these lawyers, and I felt as if they were ganging up on me with this guy who wouldn't let me on the accessoride. That's the feeling that I had. And the arbitrator, I don't know where the hell she came from, but she was horrible. She said at the outset that they'll never give you the $25,000 in damages. I don't know how she knew that, but that's very, very strange. Because that was going to be split between myself and Allie, who is also blind and was with me. So today was a horror. The courts didn't protect us. The arbitrator didn't protect us. I don't blame my lawyer, because how are they going to protect us when there's no law? How can you have justice when the person who did this is not even involved? Nothing happens to that person. They get off scot-free. This American, so-called American law has to be remedied.
Oh, yes, it does.
You cannot treat people like this.
No, you can't.
You know, this should have been settled. It should have been...
Capital S.
Oh, sorry.
It should be with a situation where if they don't settle it, it winds up before the judge. You know,
and
the judge settles it.
Yeah, but not take sides. I didn't like that,
no,
what you did to you.
Yeah, but there is no going before the judge.
No, there isn't.
Because there's no money in it.
And there's all one-sided.
There's no money.
That's it. Yeah.
And there's nothing in the law that says that these people who did this should be punished and are guilty.
Right.
I mean, they admit that the guy did it.
Yeah.
You know, they're not disputing it. So what the hell more do you need?
Exactly.
This is what we have to go through. Because we're not protected.
Right.
And there's no justice. So Inner Sight is dedicated to changing this. We're doing everything we can. We're trying to get an appointment with Congress now and see if we can get some people to go down to Washington and tell how they've been violated and how the ADA didn't protect, the Americans Disability Act didn't protect them.
Oh, believe me, I'll be one of them. I have it in many ways it's violated me. But I have
let's
to be
see,
short
let's,
and sweet.
Let's see if they're going to open the doors and do something about
mm-hmm.
this. But today was a horror show. It really was horrible. I was on the arbitration from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And
all
they
did
oh
was
God.
Humiliate us more and make it worse.
That is horrible.
That's all they
really
do.
It really is.
I'm trying. It was almost as if what happened today was worse than the discrimination itself.
Yeah.
Because at least the guy was there, and I could yell at him. These three lawyers went running off into another room, and we weren't allowed to go in that room.
That's stupid.
I think that was a big mistake, now that I think of it. We should have heard every word that they said.
That's right.
Because we're
the
victims.
Did the judge
here.
Allow that? Or did you allow that? You guys allow that?
There's no judge. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's just
there
you guys.
There is no judge
with
in
that
arbitration.
No judge. Okay. So who was there? Just the arbitrator?
The arbitrator.
Yeah.
Allowed it.
Yeah. That's, you know? That's not good.
But it was horrendous. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It just proves that this law does not work. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And my lawyer couldn't have anything on these people.
No.
There's no way to make them do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some callers, Frank.
So there you have it, world. The horrors of the American Disability Act, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that's been through this. There's got to be millions of people.
Oh, yeah. I had a car accident once. And they said to me, I have to go through a disability evaluation to find out what was there before and to find out what made me disabled more, what is making me disabled more from the accident. And I just said, wait a second. You're just saying to me that you have to find out what made me disabled more after you evaluate me to find out what was before? That's just, you know, crazy talk at that point, because you're trying to assess what was before and what was after. Why don't you just
when,
take my medical
record?
When was this?
How long ago?
Oh, God. This is right at the beginning of the ADA. Yeah.
Well, was the ADA in progress then, or wasn't it?
Yeah, it had been approved.
Huh?
It was a law. Yeah.
Well, then it didn't do a damn thing to protect you.
No, it didn't.
Another situation.
Yeah, and I was like, "Are you got to be kidding me? I can't, you know, get a law, not a law case, well, the ADA to protect me when I have a car accident. What worth is it to me? Nothing." You know?
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't protect you in anything.
Right. And then if you have some sort of accident or some sort of something inside of a nursing home, you have to deduct all the government that gives you
Either.
No, yeah, it doesn't protect you. Like I was on a Hoyer lift, and the Hoyer lift broke, and I fell on the floor. And what happened was they said that I can't sue. And I said, why? Why can't I sue? Oh, I received the government funds to pay for my bill at the nursing home. That's bull right now. Really, if you get hurt, which I did at the time, yeah, I bruised my lower back pretty bad.
Where's the Americans with Disability Act? It doesn't do a damn thing for you.
No, it isn't. No.
The same thing.
I feel like every time something relates back to that act, it's like either it says reasonable accommodation or it says, you know, that basically that's not part of our job or that's not part of what we have to do or whatever.
Well,
and then they just
to the ruling or to the law, that's reasonable,
yeah.
that they don't have to help
yeah.
you.
That's see? Right.
See what they did there?
Yeah, I know.
That's how
that's
it's constructed. That's reasonable.
It's disgusting how that's not
that they don't help
to
you.
Me. It's not reasonable.
213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
All right. On the line, who we got?
Okay, we have, let's see, Maureen, and we have Danny. But Danny, both of them are queued in at the same time, so I'll let
let's
you decide.
Let's get Maureen. We missed her the other night.
Okay, here she comes.
Excuse me. Maureen from Queens.
Hi, guys. How, can you hear me?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yes, I can.
Hi. Oh, good. A phone that works. both of mine are having problems, but... Also for getting her out with AutoCare and everything, and we're setting up the pooled income trust, and everything's going
good. Oh, you
good,
are?
So.
Good.
Yeah. Yep, the lady called today with that, so...
You're moving along.
I spoke to the head social worker. She said what day to... With, you know, she might be ready to discharge her and all. So I don't think I can do it by the first because I have to get stuff moved from here to up. And, you know, we have to get the furniture yet. So maybe possibly the 8th or so, maybe the 8th of August or so we can look for. So I visited it today and showed her the pictures of it. So,
She must have been happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It just, you know, it made it happy. And, hopefully it all goes well. And, it's just so miserable. But you're sitting down there, and the poor man on the left of us, he was, like, catatonic. I mean, the girl, his daughter was trying to wake him up. It was so sad, you know. And the
That's
one
why I
never
want to be in one.
he was just out of it. He wouldn't have known. He was just asleep. He was even snoring before the door came. But, I mean,
they probably got him drugged up. What do you expect?
Yeah, they do, usually.
I don't doubt that they don't do that. And then
the
one behind her, the visitor came. I don't know. She must have been an aide to her at one time. She was trying to get the girl to remember who she was. So that was, it's just like a breath, the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, it is.
So, it is. It really, it's not a good environment. It's not a healthy environment. You know, I mean, my
None
poor mom.
None of them
mom,
are.
No, it's
no,
she's bored, she's tired, but what do you do? I mean, I'm bored, and I can get up and do other stuff. So, hopefully it'll all work out, and it was a long
time. Did they give you a discharge date?
Well, it seems like I can pick the discharge date, but the social worker said, you know, what day, and she said, would I be ready on the 1st? I said, I don't think so, because I have to, you know, pack up down here. I have to get furniture yet. Now that I know what's happening, I mean, I wasn't going to buy furniture or move anything up and be living up in New Rochelle by myself. That wasn't going to be happening, you know? So now that I know how things going, I can move now and do stuff, you know? It was just like everything was in limbo for 2.5 months almost, you know?
Yeah, which is horrible.
Oh, it's a horrible way to live, because you weren't living. You thought, am I down here? Are we up there? Are we down here? Are we what's going on?
Yeah,
know?
It really is that way.
It was, and then I had my roommate, you know, he was living in limbo, too. You know, so it affected so much of our
lives. He's a good guy.
And,
I mean, thank God you guys have each other, honestly.
Oh, you know, I mean, he really is. Yesterday he took me to do my laundry and shopping before we went back this week. Today he leaves, and I had to go to the bathroom. I hear him coming back. He's got 3 big cartons, you know.
Oh,
on his side,
that works.
He brought them back to help me. He really is. You know, he's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Even with what he's going through with the cancer, you know, he still is very good and everything, you know. So maybe, you know, he'll eventually get to live up there or come and he's definitely going to be coming, you know. So we'll just
see. He's going to have to, yeah.
Mm. So that's the latest. So I'm just so glad.
I think you should try to get a discharge date, a goal, you know. You got something to aim for, you know?
Yeah, well,
as
somebody can take me to look for the furniture and we can get that delivered, I want to get that taken care of. Then the rest would just be like stuff for the kitchen, stuff for the bathroom, stuff like that, you know? And, you know, I've got to get a U-Haul to take this stuff up. You know, my bedroom.
Exactly.
Bed, so There's still a little bit of work, but at least I know that part's taken care of. The main part with her, that was...
What about that doctor that was giving you trouble? The story
well, maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was doing her best. You know, maybe she really was doing it, you know? I mean...
Yeah. What makes you change your mind now?
Who? What made what?
About the doctor.
Well, maybe she really was doing it.
I wouldn't let your guard down, Maureen. You better be careful.
She was going to push it, and a couple
of
days later...
I don't trust them.
It went through, so maybe she really was going to. Maybe she was doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe she really was. She
maybe.
She was. I mean, I would really like to have the overnight. I mean, it really, my mom's been in the nursing home for 11 years now. And, you know.
Oh, wow.
It would be, not that nursing home, but different one. So it would be comforting to have
somebody
around,
yeah.
You know?
In case it is a problem.
Yeah, she was right in saying it, you know. I just, it was just, I hadn't gotten to talk to her in all that time, and after all that time, then she springs that. But, I mean, maybe she was right in it, and she did say she was going to push for it, and it did happen, so maybe she was telling the truth, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I just got too upset right away and figured she's not going to get out, but... It is happening, so, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so, I guess that'll be...
Could you believe it's 11 years now?
We hope it's,
wow.
I hope it's going to be a glad, not a mad.
I know it's going to be a glad. She's almost there.
God. Yeah, she went to Dry Harbor. And, well, I guess it's 2012. I guess it's not 11. I guess it's 9. It just seems like 11.
Right? Still a lot.
It seems like it, but I guess it is 9 years she's been in them, and especially with this stupid nonsense that's going on, you know? She's just pushing this because she wants the vaccine to be given, you know? How did it get so bad? And what's going on in Italy? Remember, Italy was so bad at the beginning of the initial one, and Spain. What's going on there? We don't hear about these other countries. We only hear here.
Yeah, because they probably have a lockdown of the country, and they're probably much better now because they had a lockdown of the country.
Whatever. Then
they did have a
lockdown. Well, we had a lockdown, but now it's going, I don't know, whatever this country does, that it doesn't do right. That's
it's the truth.
You know, I mean, now all we're hearing is this, and then the kids are getting some other kind. Enough is enough.
They're getting the Kawasaki one.
That's back again, the Kawasaki?
Well, they get it from after having COVID. They get that illness after they have the COVID.
You know,
because it's
a
response to the actual COVID. So it's like, oh, my God, my body is in high gear. And then it goes into that.
The last few times I visited, I had to put on two masks, right? Now this variant is around.
Sorry. Well, my house almost went with the
electricity. Wait a minute, let her finish with you. Now the what?
Oh, so for the last few visits, we had to wear two masks. So now with this variant that's going around that's going to kill everybody, now you only had to wear one mask.
Oh, geez.
I wish they'd all make up their minds and get on the same page.
There's all kinds of contradictions.
Ah, that's good. They're making stuff up as they go along. They have no clue. No clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
They really don't. They really
don't. They really don't, no.
No.
The reason why I was saying, guys, you want to know why? I would have we had a brownout just here, and I was praying that it didn't go to a full electricity outage because then I would have not had my oxygen.
Oh, God, that would have been awful. Wow. You don't have any backup, nothing to back it up?
We do have a generator, but my husband would have had to take it out of the garage and start setting it up. Meanwhile, I would have had to call for, a few big tanks. It's a pain in the butt. Oh, yeah. I mean, the big tanks are very, very cumbersome. They're in your way. You think that they would make it easier. I mean, I don't know.
You think.
Yeah, they don't.
Oh, the ADA doesn't care about your oxygen.
No, they don't.
They don't protect your life.
I think that stuff should be, given, inside of, a machine that's already in the wall or something, because having this oxygen, having to trail the stupid tubing all around the house is the biggest pain in the butt I've ever had to do.
You think they'd come up with somebody, right?
They have a stupid system where you could vacuum and it's all in one thing, but you just connect the thing to the wall as you go along for housing. Why can't they do that for somebody who's on oxygen, Because it's too easy, to think of.
Yeah, it's true, Why couldn't they do that,
Do we have any other callers?
We had Danny. Let me see if he's still there.
All right. Maureen, thanks, and keep us posted. And
Danny.
I will. That donation, I'm going to get it to you. You got to give me a little more time. We had a couple of other things that came in, but you're going to get
it. Okay. Whenever you get a chance, I appreciate it. Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care,
honey.
All right, in sight.
Glad Monday.
Are you glad about anything?
You're mad about anything? 213-816-1650. And, I made the point before, and I think I'll make it again. How many people who have been vaccinated were told if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear the mask? Gave the virus to people who weren't vaccinated. I'd like to know the numbers on that.
Yeah, I'd like to know it too. But I don't think they're keeping that number. Really?
No.
That would be interesting.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of statistics and facts.
They're probably keeping it.
That aren't being told.
Right, and we're not being told. I was just about to say that. They're probably keeping that, but it's not privy to the, people who are actually getting it, the vaccine, or even, getting sick. I mean, nobody knows what's going on.
And the other thing, has everybody who has gotten this vaccine, have they been checked to see if they have a natural immunity to virus?
Oh, hell no.
There's the other thing.
They haven't.
See?
Yeah.
Everybody's an individual, and that's what the medical profession fails to recognize.
Well, they should have said, okay, let's do a titer on coronaviruses, and then let's do a titer. That's what the that antibodies was. Let's see if anybody has been mildly exposed, and then let's see if these same people have herd immunity or if they're transmitting the virus. They should have done that, too.
Yeah, they didn't do anything like that.
While they were making the vaccine.
They just shoved the damn stuff down your throat, and a lot of people can't take that. All right, if you want to speak out, 213-816-1650. Let's see, television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit on that program. Thursday night, Long Island, Altice, they call it now, 7:30, Channel 20, Thursday night, Channel 20. 7:30. Check us out. All right. Is Danny want to talk?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
All right. In a sight. Dan from Long Island.
All right. Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I just wanted to give you an update on Regina. I physically stay. And we're all working towards the goal.
Oh, good.
You talk to her?
That's good.
When, today?
Like, when did I call you today?
About that time. Hold on, let me look if you want.
So what you have to say? What's going on?
She definitely wants help, so I'm like, okay, and all I gotta do tomorrow is speak to the social shrink and see how I go about.
Somebody has on a television or a radio in the background. Please, turn it down.
Danny, do you have it on? Okay.
She still has a place?
Oh, she didn't say anything in regards to that. But what I gotta do tomorrow is speak to the social worker and see how I go about finding her out.
Yeah, find out why they aren't finding aid for her.
Yeah, that's important. Very.
That's what she needs.
I don't know if they also, you know, they do this a lot, Frank. They'll find any reason to not want you to go back into your own dwelling. Like, say, for example,
yeah,
I don't know.
They
want to
get her a place. What do you mean?
Right, exactly. Say, for example, she has now
money.
A problem lifting. I'm giving you just an example. You know, this might not be fact, but say, for example, she has a problem lifting her arm. They will delay the whole letting her out if she can't, you know, do something with her arm and something's in the way. These are the things that they will start nitpicking and start, you know, doing things. That's when we all have to stick together and say, we've seen her in her house. We know she's been in her house. That's what we have to state.
Well, I have a friend who's trying to get
like
her a lawyer. So if we get the lawyer, you know, they'll let her out.
Of course. They've nitpicked on me so many times. My husband said, I will be responsible for it. So if somebody has to step up and say, I will be responsible, somebody's got to be there to do that, too.
Somebody has to
sign
her
up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So I'll find out Wednesday more information about the lawyer or this person may know some aides, too.
Yeah.
She's a former aide herself. So.
Oh, that's good. The lawyer?
No. This woman who is a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
All right, Inner Sight. Good job, Dan. You know, keep on it.
You're doing well. Yeah.
Let us know, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad you're helping Regina out. You're welcome.
They do not like me at Woodhaven.
They shouldn't. They should be afraid of you.
Woodhaven,
that's
the name of the joint?
Yeah. Yep.
Not much of a haven.
Well, my, any consolation, my husband's brother left there because he didn't like what was going. He used to be a social worker there. He didn't like what was going on, so he left there. Yeah, that goes to show you, you know, even the people who were there and, you know, everything didn't like there and left, you know.
Yeah, well, that happens all the time.
Yeah, no.
Every time I go, there's kids.
No, that's good, though. in a sense. Yeah.
All right, so we'll yeah.
touch base again. Definitely.
We'll keep in touch. I'll let you know what happens Wednesday if I talk to Karen.
Oh, that's good.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, Inner Sight.
All right.
Man, a glad Monday, and we try to make a difference. You know, where are all these other agencies that should be helping people? You know, especially in view of the fact, and this is a mad, especially in view of the fact that this ADA, this American Disability Act, is no place.
Right.
We need help more than ever.
I know.
It's no place. It's nothing.
Getting worse. Yeah.
It's a damn disgrace to this country to have a law like that that's supposed to help.
Yeah.
So the agency should step up and at least start creating some funding to help people. I mean, we're trying to do that.
Yeah.
Show is dedicated to helping people. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and let's see, Wednesday night's program. You want to give us the title? Oh, first do the ABLE News. I forgot about the ABLE.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Don't forget to sign the
petition.
Change.org.
Yeah.
We got the two petitions up there. Now the one on the nursing home. Did you put the amendment?
Get that edit? You know, not yet. I'm going to be editing that soon. I'm like doing a couple things here.
You got to put that amendment up there.
The
Americans Disability Act does not protect people in or out of nursing homes.
You know what I
want to
do?
Important.
I need more pictures of people who have been affected, because I think that will help a lot, too, aside from what we write.
Scout them up.
Yep.
Find them. Tell your cousin to give you some damn pictures.
I don't know if she has any.
Don't hold your breath.
No, I don't think she has any. She hasn't worked
I don't know. You don't know until you ask
her. In a while. She hasn't worked in nursing homes in a while. She said,
you may
don't
know
worry,
people who do.
Maybe. I'll ask her. Yeah. I was supposed to see her today, but I didn't feel too well, so.
All right. Thursday night show is, what's Thursday night? You got the title?
Yeah. Thursday night. Hold on. I don't think we put it Thursday. Yeah, no, we did.
Thursday night,
the Americans with Disabilities Act should give you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's true. Very true.
Okay, that's Thursday night.
Now, Wednesday is why are people neglected in nursing homes? It's a very darn good question.
Yeah.
People don't really know why.
Well, we're going to answer. We
yes,
know
we
why.
Are.
We're going to give all the reasons.
Yeah,
a week
I know
from today is the anniversary
know.
Of the American Disabilities Act, disaster.
And it's the 31 years, and that's actually not the same. Around that time, ABLE News started up, believe it or not. And I think Angela was upset about the ADA, and I think that's why she started Able News.
The American Disaster Act, I'm going to call it.
Yeah. Well, we could say what we usually say. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but this is what we usually say. Ask dumbass, and that's the truth.
Well, that's another name for it. Ask dumbass. Or the American Disaster Act.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Man, I'm glad Monday. Tomorrow night's open mic, by the way. You can pick your own subject.
Yeah,
and Wednesday
like
and Thursday, those subjects, and then Friday we do the crazy stuff. The funnies, you know.
Yeah.
And how are we doing with listeners? We getting a...
Oh, yeah, we went up a little.
We getting
more.
Any increase? What do we got?
Yeah, we do. Hold on. Just,
what
you know, about 100
of,
more. It's 108,326.
100,000, 8,000, 326, 8,326.
Yep.
All right. We increased a
we
little
went
bit.
Up. Yeah, we did. All went right. up, like, by 100.
Maybe it
usually
was...
Well,
maybe it was when Jimmy Dinikin said, you don't have to put your hand on the Bible. Put your hand up to me. I'm God.
I don't know.
Maybe that was it.
But it went up.
Who knows?
I don't know what show I have to look that it peaked up a little. It looks like it might
right.
have been Friday. It might have been Friday.
Speedy recovery
yep.
to Miss Harris.
Oh, yes.
And all the senators that have come down with the virus, including, I believe, Schumer is one of them.
Oh, jeez.
Of course.
You know, do they ever, like, and they all got
course,
the shot. That's amazing.
You cut me off, by the way. Of
well,
course, Chuck Schumer was not very nice to me several years ago when I tried to get him to help me when I was denied a guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't even return my phone call.
That's
you
not
see,
nice.
We don't hold grudges. We're not, that's not what we're about.
Nope.
You know, I wish the senator well.
Yeah.
And I wish he would do something about this American Disability Act.
Oh, yeah.
He's supposed to be he's supposed to be the minority leader. Well, we're a minority.
That's the truth.
You know, when you get better, do something about it.
Oh, no, he's now, but I think, the majority leader. Because there's more Democrats in Senate.
No, he's the minority leader, they call him. The majority is the other one.
No,
because
there's more... That's only because
McCarthy.
It is more. No.
Or is it the other way around?
It's the other way around. Because there's more Democrat in the Senate now. He's got
all right. McCarthy is the minority leader.
Right. Uh-huh.
All right. Schumer is the majority.
Uh-huh. And
so minority leader McCarthy, do something for us. Amend this stupid ADA.
Yeah, all of them should.
Yeah, they should all get in on it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner
How
Sight.
How about Gillibrand? Gillibrand should also.
I never had any dealings with her. I may have called over there once or twice.
Yeah, me too. I called. And I got the standard speech. Okay, leave it on the voicemail, and we will get, you know, the bull, you know.
Yeah, and
they never
call you back.
And they never get,
never.
Exactly. That's the circular file voicemail, where they never get back to you.
Well, if you told them you had a $100,000 donation for their campaign, I bet you they'd call you back.
Still won't. I don't think that's enough money for them. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know.
I really don't think it's enough money.
I
think
I
they
know.
Want more. Yeah, they want more, Frank.
If you told them you had donations for them, chances are that you'd
they would listen.
You would get a call back.
You get a call back, and they would listen, okay? But doesn't guarantee that they would come in your favor, no?
Yeah, but I wouldn't give them the money unless they did what we wanted.
Exactly.
See, they don't know that. If I had the money, I wouldn't put it down unless they followed through.
Yeah.
You
know? I'd tease them a little in the beginning. I'd say, here, take a little bit. I'd give them a little bit to let them know that I do have the money, you know. And then I'd say, okay, now you do
something. Well, they would
know it all. Yeah. Yeah. Let them do something in return after I give them a little bit of the money. They do something. And then when everything's complete, I'll give them the rest. And if it's working well, I'll give them the rest.
Well,
that's
then we would obviously
yeah.
help them get real.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, and I heard today that the stock market went down,
uh-oh,
down, down.
Uh-oh.
Because of the worries of the
virus.
What do they call it? The insurgent of the virus.
Yeah.
You know. So what is President Joe what is President Joe going to do about that? Yeah.
Well, he can't restore the confidence of the people because what he's doing is making it worse by telling people that there's no hope, in a sense. You know, you got to, you know, just follow through with, you know, everything and say, listen, we have a little bit of a variant around going around. Just, you know, we're going to get people from all different health backgrounds and we're going to, you know, work on this together. That's what he should be doing, yes.
Well, he's not going to do
that. I believe
that.
In that. I know, so that's
he's not gonna
from
do
another
that. He believes
realm.
In the only the one way.
Which is not right. Yeah.
And that's
I bet
part
you
of
if
the
he got,
problem.
If he got, what do you call, Gary Knoll, and he got Calliope, he got Dr. Liu, he even got Dr. Zhu, believe me, we'd have a cocktail going. And I'm not talking about an alcoholic cocktail, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about a nice, delicious cocktail that's been made, you know, to prevent you from getting the coronavirus. And that would
yeah,
help.
Yeah, but they'd have to create a new law.
Yeah, they would.
For the FDA to approve.
Accept that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only way they could do that is if they say, okay, now all vitamins have to be standardized. Okay, that's not a problem. All vitamins.
No, they would need an executive order to.
Yeah, all herbs are now standardized. Good.
Implemented.
Now all herbs are standardized. All whatever you want to say or put, just standardize the darn thing and put it into a proper tablet form or a proper liquid form, and that's what you now have to treat the person. You know, my doctor, I was telling him, is there anything else aside from the medicine that I'm taking that's making my body jolt that I could take for nerve pain? He told me alpha-lipoic acid at 600. I haven't been able to find it at 600, but he's trying to get it from the pharmacy, and that's a vitamin. Now, you know, he's trying his hardest to get me, you know, I keep telling him I don't want the, what do you call, side effects that I'm getting from the medicine, and it's really bothering me. He said, try this, but you got to try it over time. It's not going to do it right away. I had relief from the, when I tried the vitamin B for my headaches. So I did have relief from that, but I had to keep taking it. That wasn't
oh, wait a minute.
Problem.
You said he's getting it, he's going to get it from the pharmacy?
Yeah. Yeah, they have where you the insurance.
Well, that's just another drug then, isn't it?
No, it isn't. No, it's vitamin.
What do you mean it isn't? Why is it in the pharmacy?
my insurance can pay for it.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking pharmacy usually deals with drugs.
Yes, it does. But then my insurance plan, which is partially Medicaid, covers vitamins if you have a reason.
Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm saying. If it's coming from a pharmacy, what's in it that qualifies it to be dispensed through a pharmacy? You got to find out about that.
Well, I
you got to find out what else is in that stuff.
And I also have to have a label that I can freaking read, but I can't read that one. And sometimes they change the label and they just give me the prescription bottle. That's
you got to find out the content of that stuff before you take it. I wouldn't just take it. What's in it?
Yeah. Alpha lipoic acid. You never heard of that?
I heard it, but what you know? What's the catalyst? What's in it? What makes it absorb into the body? You know, there's all kinds of stuff in there that might be in there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, your doctor should tell you what's in it.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
He did tell me that it helps the pain better than you have to just keep on it and let it, when we start, and then eventually we'll decrease the medicine, and then you could then eventually go higher on the vitamin.
I wouldn't take anything from a doctor unless I know what's in it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't start it yet, so I got to see what's it all about, you know.
You gotta look it up.
Yeah,
Google
it. I have the medicine journal that you were telling me about. Not the journal, the
because they've given you all this other stuff, and look at all the trouble you have.
Yeah, I know. It's actually made me 1,000 times worse. I mean,
makes everybody worse.
Yeah.
In one way or another.
I'm having like. Where my arms shake. I mean, I never had that before, you know? It's like Parkinson's, like, symptoms. And that's all from the
that's
meds.
Probably from from one of the drugs.
Yeah, it really is. Because if I forget to take that medicine, my symptoms are much less. Much, much less.
You got all kinds of side effects going on.
Oh, yes, I do.
That's a mad.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
Mean,
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Mad or glad. 213-816-1650. Somebody said to me today, aren't you going to take the vaccine? I said, no, I don't want to ruin my health.
Yeah. Who said that to you?
Oh, I don't want to mention a name, but.
Okay.
No, people.
I think I know who, but that's okay.
People don't think when they think. You know, why should you ask for trouble if you're doing good?
That's
doesn't
true.
Make sense.
No.
All right, Insight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank everybody for listening. Insight 631-224-3090, our phone number, innersight.info. You want to look up the website. I want to thank Bill for helping us with that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Suzanne, co-host engineer, and all our callers, you're listeners,
welcome.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow night
for the open mic and pick your own subject. How do you like that?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
On Inner Sight.
Yeah.
All right.
Just walk
we
up
need
to that
more.
Mic and say what you want. I'm sorry.
We need more Inner Sight. Everybody needs more
of
that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right. Thank you. Inner Sight. And check out the, you can still find those news articles in the Suffolk Paper. Suffolk Paper on Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.